Many of you listening might remember the name Brooke Taylor. Brooke was a morning personality on 95.5 The Fish in Cleveland, Ohio. Brooke left her job to go home and be a stay-at-home mom, but that doesn't mean that Brooke isn't involved in a whole lot of things. And one of the new projects she's involved with is a podcast called Good Things Radio that she does with her friend Jennifer Willits. And Brooke, it's great to talk with you this morning on Finding God's Grace. Great to have you here.
Thank you. What a joy and privilege. Thank you so much, Tony.
Let's talk a little bit about how this podcast came about, Good Things Radio. How did you and Jennifer meet, and how did you concoct this idea for a podcast? And tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the Good Things Radio idea, I think, was born just out of the natural cadence of our lives as wives and Catholic moms. And I think also recognizing a need for authentic, truly godly friendship among women, because, you know, for ladies especially, and this is really for all people, whatever stage of life you're in, but for us as friends, we're in a time of life where we're busy with our family and our children. So that's the priority. And as much as we focus on prayer and our faith and what's important, it can also be lonely because you're folding laundry and you're raising kids. And we really wanted to offer fellowship for whenever it might fit into the life of a woman. That's what's neat about podcasting, is it's on demand. So whether you're on the treadmill and you have a chance to pull it up and listen, or whether you're driving in the car, but there's just, I feel, a need for true godly friendship where we help each other mature in our character, encourage one another, console and edify each other in whatever state of life that we're in. So that was really the heart and goal in stepping out with this podcast.
I was talking with one of the women here, younger women here at work yesterday, about the jail ministry I do and some of the things I do with the homeless. And she said, I would love to do that, but I have a hard enough time running around after these kids and getting the laundry done and getting some food on the table and so forth. It really is a very time-consuming thing being a mom, especially when you're juggling all of these other things.
Well, that is so true, and I'm in solidarity completely with her, because I was working as a full-time mom or as a morning show co-host, and blessed to do a lot of wonderful things, to go to Haiti and with my job, but now I stepped away to raise my children. I have 5 kids. I have a special needs daughter. And I feel that exact same way, where your heart is big and you want to be charitable, but you also know the mission field right now where the Lord has planted you is in your home. And that's what I think is a blessing about new evangelization, is being able to pray for people who you know are out, and being able to connect with other women who are also in their house all day, but wanting to have a holy experience just doing the dishes or whatever they're called to do that day.
How did you and Jennifer get together?
Well, it was through social media, and we just were talking about this. It's been 5 years since we met, and I was commuting to Cleveland where I worked, and she was doing a show on, I think it was satellite radio, and I would listen, because you get so excited when you find someone, I think, in the media this day and age who has the same, you know, morals and
sure.
faith, because you feel like, oh, thank you, Lord, there's a kindred spirit. And so I began to listen, and at that time she was homeschooling, and I was contemplating that, and I just sent a simple email, but both of us being females, moms, and in broadcasting, it was an instant connection. So through time, and, you know, she's my best friend, and we have never even lived in the same state.
Wow.
And, you know, we emailed, we prayed for each other, and that is why I believe the Holy Spirit can really knit souls together, whether you're next door neighbors or you're across the country. And that was really our hope with this podcast.
Give us an idea of some of the topics that you might tackle in one of these broadcasts.
Well, interestingly enough, our last podcast, one of the titles of the topic was Theology of Hair, because I had a year ago cut my long hair off into a pixie cut. And I spiritually thought, you know, would Mary do that? Would she have short hair? Is it a sin to do that? Because you do find different, Christian traditions that might argue that point. But at the same time, as a busy mom, it was convenient and I enjoyed it. And I probably thought it through too much. Mm-hmm. But in that experience, I learned that my mom had been a postulant in Toledo, in Notre Dame. And she was a novice and at any rate ended up breaking her back and leaving the convent and meeting my dad. But before that, part of the novitiate and her mask of profession was they shaved her head. And so that was a very interesting discussion talking about something as simple as a woman, do you let your hair just go gray? Do you cut it? Do you let it grow? And it might sound superficial, but it's really not. And so I think just those kind of everyday questions, you're able to hopefully have a substantial conversation from a spiritual level, whether it's that or just what we're making on the menu that week.
The theology of hair. My guest is Brooke Taylor, and we're talking about goodthingsradio.com. That's the web address. If they go to goodthingsradio.com, what are they going to see there, and do they just access the latest episode from there?
That's exactly right. You'll see my photo along with Jennifer, and you can sign up for our newsletter. The last newsletter we sent out, it was a prayer for the heart of a mother. And we also had a few of our recipes. So you can get on that newsletter and subscribe. So that way, whenever we do our next episode, is going to be about Lent and just simply but significantly walking through these 40 days leading up to Easter in the state of life, you know, life that we're in. That will be our next one. But everything you can find right on that website.
Now, I know you, before we went on the air, we were talking about you've got something special coming up in March that you wanted to share, and I'm just excited that you have the opportunity to share it here on Finding God's Grace. Tell us a little bit about this project you're working on.
Thank you. I'm grateful for the opportunity. It's something that was kind of dormant in my heart for years, and then when I left to be a stay-home mom, decided to step out in faith and scared to death. But I thought, okay, this is a flower from my heart to the Lord. But over the years and working in Christian radio and, you know, Catholic speaking, is I discovered a need for families to really have resources to help them live out their faith more fully at home, because family dynamics are very complicated today. You might have, you know, one husband that's a Catholic, the mom that's not, or vice versa, or any number of stories growing up in terms of how they lived out their faith. I think it's the exception and not the rule that you had very devout homes that prayed the rosary every night, went to confession. You do have that. But in this modern day and age, it's hard just to jump right in. So prayer, for me, was where we wanted to start. So it's a CD, and it's called Pray With Me, a Catholic Treasury of Family Prayers. And it's all of our favorite best love prayers, but also a brief introduction before each prayer that acts not only as meditative, but historical. Why do we make the sign of the cross? Where did that come from? And why is it so powerful? And there's even a little section about Latin. Why Latin? Is Latin important? Our kids don't learn Latin. I had a Holy Spirit flash a few years ago to try to learn a little Latin, the sign of the cross and the Pater Noster, the Ave Maria. And it became a progress then through Lent that is an entire family, and I have little ones too, that we learned our dinner prayer and that we learned the Ave Maria in Latin. So anybody can really do it. And for kids, it's pretty cool to know a different language.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun for them now when we do our dinner prayer and we say it together, that it was something, once Latin is in your head, it's in there forever. It's never coming out. So that's kind of neat in that regard. And kids on the CD are praying it. So even adults can say, if an 8-year-old can do it, I can do it. And so total, there's about 30 tracks on the CD, but it's coming out in early March. And that's just my prayer, that even if it touches one family in a way that will draw them deeper into the power of our prayers, that, you know, God will be honored through that. And my website is thesacredsync.com, which I'll have more information coming up on there, but hopefully it'll be available on iTunes and Amazon and all the outlets.
Now, I know we talked a little bit about goodthingsradio.com. Tell us a little bit about your website, your own personal blog and website.
Well, the motto is finding or meeting the divine in the dirt and grime. And it's really it's really an apostolate of the home, that the sacred sink, that even standing at the dish sink, it can be a holy experience where you're breathing in God's grace and you're breathing out his praise despite the chaos that's around you. And having 4 growing boys and a daughter with autism, there's a lot of noise and there's, you know, sometimes a lot of stress. We have a small home, but that was really the hope for my heart is to sanctify every moment of our day, whether it's, you know, something mundane to the great mountaintop moments that we have.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you've got a pilgrimage plan to Ireland, which sounds very exciting. Tell me how that came about, and if somebody who might be listening has an interest, what they can do to maybe get on board.
Yes, thank you for asking, Tony. It's called Adventure in Ireland, and that's actually the website. If you go to adventureinireland.com, you will see everything. But it is a 10-day pilgrimage with truly remarkable highlights sprinkled in. We're going to have an opportunity to go to the shrine in Knock, Ireland, and Our Lady of Knock. A lot of people have heard of that beautiful Blessed Mother apparition there. And we're having a private concert by James Kilbane. He's actually the music director of the shrine, and they will be starting a worldwide pilgrimage around the time that we'll be there, but we're just missing it, so we're not going to hit the big crowds.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to do a private concert for our group, and there's also an opportunity to go to a medieval castle and have an authentic banquet. And it's hard to really articulate the fullness of what this package offers, because every detail is just, you know, dripping with grace and adventure. And from the food alone, it's one of those where you could never duplicate the value that you'll find on our trip. Everything's inclusive. So if you go to adventureinireland.com, you'll find out more. And our priest, Father Jay Clark, he's the spiritual director. So, and he's from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be neat to journey with him as well.
That's fantastic. And that web address again is adventureinireland.com. Brooke Taylor,
yeah.
You are not, you know, it's not like you're not busy. You gave up that that job in radio, but it seems like you're busier than ever.
Isn't that something, how the Lord keeps us busy? That's for sure. But it's all good.
Well, let me give those addresses again. The podcast, we call them mommy bloggers, but the podcast with Jennifer Willits is goodthingsradio.com, and you can learn about the theology of hair and other very important things. And Brooke's blog and website is thesacredsync.com. And if you're interested in this trip to Ireland, it's adventuresinireland.com. Brooke, this has been a lot of fun having you with us here, and let's do this again real soon. Brooke Taylor has been our guest. God bless you. This is great.